Fanatical Prospecting, the ultimate guide for starting sales conversations and filling the pipeline by leveraging social selling, telephone, email, and cold calling, by Jeb Blount. Introduction. In Fanatical Prospecting, Jeb leaves no stone unturned and holds nothing back. He shares why we need to prospect, exactly what to do, and how to do it. New sales are the lifeblood of a business. Nothing's more important than securing discovery meetings, conversations, appointments, and sales calls with potential customers. And that is exactly why this is the most important book ever written on this topic. The Case for Prospecting. There are bad salespeople, mediocre salespeople, good salespeople, consistent salespeople. And then there are the superstars. The elusive talent that companies and sales organizations spend billions of dollars to identify, recruit, retain, and emulate. The coveted top 20% that produce 80% of sales. Superstars are good at selling. They've got the talent and the skills. They're competitive and have the drive to perform. They understand how to manage the sales process, ask great questions, deliver winning presentations, and close the deal. They have exceptional people savvy, high emotional intelligence, and a winning mindset. But here's the thing. So do lots of salespeople. Lots of salespeople possess the drive and hunger to succeed. Lots of salespeople have the intelligence, talent, skills, and education to be top performers. Lots of salespeople are competitive, understand the sales process, and know how to ask for the business. Yet, they consistently underperform the superstars. Stop wishing that things were easier and start working to become better. Developing a fanatical prospecting mindset starts with coming to grips with the fact that prospecting is hard, grueling, rejection-dense work. There's no sugarcoating it. Prospecting sucks. This is why so many salespeople don't do it and instead spend their time and energy seeking silver bullets, secret formulas and shortcuts, or ignore prospecting altogether until it's too late. However, if you ever dream of having a superstar income and living a superstar life, you must face the reality that prospecting sucks and get over it. To get what you want, you must prospect consistently. Jim Rohn once said that you shouldn't wish that things were easier, you should wish that you were better. Here's the brutal truth. There's no easy button in sales. Prospecting's hard, emotionally draining, but it's the work you have to do. And it's the price you have to pay to earn a high income. Success leaves no clues. Highly successful people, from ancient philosophers like Aristotle to modern-day thought leaders, have always made the point that there is little need to reinvent the wheel. If you study what successful people do, you find patterns. When you duplicate those patterns, you'll be able to duplicate their success. I've spent a lifetime studying fanatical prospectors. Along the way, I discovered 7 core mindsets that define them. These are their success clues. Duplicate these mindsets, and you'll guarantee yourself success in filling your pipeline and crushing your number. 1. Optimistic and enthusiastic. Fanatical prospectors have a winning, optimistic mindset. They know that negative, bitter people with a victim mindset don't succeed in sales. 2. Competitive. Fanatical prospectors view prospecting through the eyes of a fierce competitor. 3. Confident. Fanatical prospectors approach prospecting with confidence. They expect to win and believe that they are going to win. 4. Relentless. Fanatical prospectors have a very high need for achievement. They do whatever it takes to reach their goal. They never, ever give up believing that persistence always wins. They use rejection as motivational fuel to get up and keep going with a determined belief that their next yes is right around the corner. 5. Thirsty for knowledge. Fanatical prospectors welcome feedback and coaching. They seek out every opportunity to learn and invest in themselves by voraciously consuming books, podcasts, audiobooks, blog posts, online training, live seminars, and anything else they believe will make them better. The 3 P's that are holding you back. Procrastination. It's in our nature as humans to procrastinate. It's normal and easy. It's easy to say, oh, I'm tired, I'll exercise tomorrow. It's easy to say, I'll start my diet tomorrow. I'll make up today's prospecting on Friday. I'll start reading that book next week. It's in our nature to fool ourselves with these promises. To be a fanatical prospector, you must develop the self-discipline to do a little bit of prospecting each day. You can't wait until the end of the year or even the end of the month to prospect. You have to prospect every single day. Perfectionism. The great Zig Ziglar once said, "Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly." I've always believed that messy success is far better than perfect mediocrity. I'll beat the rep that spends a call block meticulously researching each prospect on any day, just by picking up a targeted list and calling. Sure, I'll miss a few things here and there, especially if I don't read every note on the CRM, but there won't be enough of a delta to compensate for the activity gap between me and the rep who gets everything perfect before making a single prospecting call. Most of the problem with the perfectionism is self-talk. The voice inside your head telling you that when you get all of the little ducks in a perfect row, prospects will be putty in your hands. This self-talk then manifests itself in behaviors that tend to have you working hard, getting everything ready and perfect, but not actually doing anything. Paralysis from analysis. Call reluctance is an easy label to apply because it seems to cover all sales sins. But some people aren't reluctant. They're just doing the wrong job. If you are that person, so afraid to call that you can't will your fingers to dial the phone or your feet to move, so afraid of calling on strangers that you find it hard to go to work or even get out of bed, please quit. Go do something else. You don't have call reluctance. You're doing something you hate. And trust me on this, life is too short to spend doing something you hate. Rather than just dialing the phone, sending the email, or walking in the door and dealing with what comes next, the rep goes on, "What if?" binge, often followed by an attempt to get every duck in a perfect row. The four objectives of prospecting. Knowing your objective for each call makes you more efficient because you're able to build prospecting blocks and group your prospecting channel touches around those objectives. This allows you to move faster and make more prospecting touches in less time. Developing a defined objective makes you effective because on each prospecting call, email, social media touch, networking event, or referral request, you know exactly what to ask for and how to bridge to your prospect's problems to give them a compelling reason to accept your request. The objective is the primary outcome you expect from your prospecting touch. There are four core prospective objectives. Set an appointment. Gather information and qualify. Close a sale. Build familiarity. Your situation, industry, prospect base, product, and service are unique, as will be your prospecting objectives. Here are some quick rules of thumb to get you started when developing those objectives. If you're selling a complex, high-risk, high-cost product or service, your primary objective will most often be an appointment with a qualified decision-maker, influencer, or other stakeholder who can help you move the deal forward. Your secondary objective will be to gather information. Your third objective will be to build familiarity. If you're selling a transactional, low-risk, low-cost product or service and you're in inside sales, your primary objective will be closing the sale and secondary objective, gathering information. If you have a highly qualified database of prospects in your CRM, the primary objective of most of your prospecting calls will be setting appointments as buying window opens to start the sales process. The secondary objective will be building familiarity to increase the probability that your prospects will engage when the buying window opens. If you're in a new territory or start working for a startup or new division, your primary objective will be gathering information so you can identify decision makers and qualify buying windows and budgets. The secondary objective will be to build familiarity. Message matters. What you say and how you say it. In most prospecting interactions, you have mere seconds to get your prospect's attention. In those precious few moments, message matters. What you say, which are the words you use, and how you say it, the nonverbal cues, are critical to your success. Prospects are no different. If they sense fear, weakness, and a lack of confidence, they will shut you down or bulldoze right over you. Delivery matters. Fanatical prospectors exude confidence, which is why they're so successful at opening doors that others believed were nailed shut. One of the truths about human behavior is people tend to respond in kind. If you're relaxed and confident, you'll transfer that emotion to your prospect. If you want prospects to be enthusiastic about meeting you, be enthusiastic about meeting them. A relaxed, confident, enthusiastic demeanor and tone will open doors when nothing else will. Nonverbal communication includes voice tone, inflection, pitch and speed. body language, and facial expressions. The way you dress and your outward appearance. Sentence structure, grammar, punctuation, and the words used in written communication such as email, text messaging, and social media messaging. When you're on top, attack yourself. Maybe you've crossed the finish line first, raised your hands in the air, pumped your fists and celebrated. Maybe you've just come off a big year, quarter, or month. You've been given accolades, a trophy, a president's club trip, the admiration of your peers, and a huge commission check. When you've worked this hard, singularly focused on one thing, it's natural to believe that you've reached an apex, a peak, or a mountaintop. Now that you're sitting at the top on that mountain, you feel you can rest, take in the view, and be content. You can breathe a sigh of relief and allow yourself to believe for the first time in a very long time that it's all downhill from there. Take a moment, celebrate, congratulate yourself, bask in the spotlight, but don't slip into that false comfort of contentment or the delusion that it's all downhill from here. Create new goals for yourself and challenges. Raise the bar so that you keep reaching higher. There's no time to rest. The 30-day rule will get you. It's easy to look back at performance or a failure with 20/20 vision and find all of the areas where improvement can be made. But it takes loads of self-discipline in the heart of a winner to break down a brilliant performance and then take action to make small adjustments and improvements that keep you ahead of the pack.